The U.S. Army's Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory, or CREL, sits on soil in Hanover that has been contaminated by a toxic chemical no longer in use. The chemical, known as TCE, was used for years as a coolant at the facility and has leaked into the soil. If it migrates into water and air, it can cause serious health problems. BPR's Charlotte Albright toured the facility to see how the TCE is being monitored, treated, and may eventually be removed.
An air filter whirs in one of CREL's many low, sprawling buildings on this tightly guarded complex. Three environmental experts are sharing ideas about how to keep trichloroethylene, or TCE, from polluting the air workers breathe here. Lawrence Kane is a health risk assessor for the Army Corps of Engineers. He says TCE has been associated with increased risk for some cancers and immune diseases. Pregnant women are especially vulnerable to the non-cancer effects.
So it's really virtually anybody coming to work here that is exposed to vapors. There are some places in the building that people are exposed. You can measure vapor levels, and there are other areas of the building where you get non-detects, where you can't detect anything.
Using advanced technology, the Army Corps says it has been able to pinpoint where the TCE could be entering buildings. They've installed an exhaust system similar to fans used to remove radon. But the environmental engineers don't want to merely treat or reroute this chemical. They would like to remove it. So Daniel Grower, remediation engineer, has been piloting a method that sucks TCE out of the soil before it can do harm indoors.
We're actually still in the middle of it because we got partway into it and the concentrations coming out were so high that we didn't have enough material to treat the TCE that we were pulling out of the ground. So we had to stop it, and then the winter came, so we're going to start it up again probably in a month or so.
The treatment method involves carbon filters, but treating it that way is costly, so he hopes another system will work even better.
Cool it. You chill the air really, really low temperatures, and you condense all the TCE, and you end up with liquid that you then put in a barrel and you take away.
Chilling the stuff, he says, is ideal at the Cold Regions Lab, which has the technology in-house. Whatever removal method wins out, Army Corps spokesman Daryl Moore insists workers are safe and that neighboring buildings, including a daycare center and middle school, have also, to date, passed environmental tests.
Yes, there is an issue. Yes, there is a concern. However, we are managing it and we are monitoring on a daily basis, a very intense monitoring program, probably one of the most intense in the country.
Moore leads a tour into rarely seen underground rooms where big blowers send TCE through carbon filters and then outdoors.
This one here is a more conventional system that handles the entire
carbon. They're filled with carbon.
Given all this effort to remove this chemical from the labs, you might guess that TCE is now banned by federal regulators. Not so. It's also used as a degreaser that can still be found in products on hardware store shelves. But these engineers say it's not something they'd put in their shopping carts. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.